Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
You're listening to The Jillian Michaels Show. Word!
All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton and I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's like forever in my life. If I can stick with something for longer than 30 days, it's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype, from the support they give to their amazing shape. And best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra, I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now, available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Hello, Manus.
Hello, Jillian.
I want to say that no good deed goes unpunished, Manus.
No good deed goes unpunished. No good deed goes unpunished.
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
And I would also like
to
establish...
kind of a negative, but that's all right.
No, no. And here's my takeaway. I'm going to teach you the new rules of engagement.
The new rules. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay.
Yeah.
You need to pay attention.
Yep.
Okay. I get asked to host the jogathon.
Oh, no.
At my daughter's elementary school.
Well, of course, you're the fitness guru. Why wouldn't you? They'd say, hey, Lou's at this school. Jillian Michaels is her mother. Let's get her in here.
Well, I show up with pneumonia, I'll have you know, or a mild cold, but I showed up.
She and didn't have pneumonia.
I was sick. Don't deny it. And
were there... Sorry. I'm sorry. It just makes me laugh that you had to do that. Okay, so a jogathon.
So they have to get sponsored for their jogathon.
Because it's to raise money for something, obviously.
It's to raise money for the school, for field trips. It's a public school, for field trips and art programs and all this stuff.
Yes, because schools everywhere are underfunded for their programs.
Right, but we're building a wall with Mexico because Mexicans can't fly or operate a boat or dig tunnels. So, with that said...
I'm not really sure how this all goes together, but I'm with you.
Point is, so far, I have to do a jogathon... because my tax dollars are funding a wall instead of a field trip. Follow me.
Gotcha.
Now follow me.
I'm with you now.
Or my purchasing of an avocado. I don't know. Gotcha. I don't fully understand it.
Okay.
Okay. Or tequila now. Anyway, let's get back to the point here, okay? I show up to do the jogathon. You sponsor the kids. You could pay per lap, or you could pay like a flat fee.
Flat fee, yeah. Sometimes that's safe to do when you got a good runner.
Right.
Yeah.
So the kids all have a little thing on their back, and every time they do a lap, an adult is supposed to mark them. They've got like four grades doing this at the same time, and it's raining.
Oh, no.
Okay? So you got like TK, pre-K, no, TK.
What's TK?
It's like a pre-kindergarten thing. TK.
What are they, babies?
They're like four.
Oh, God.
Yeah, but Phoenix didn't make the cutoffs of like 4.5 or something.
Okay.
It's TK, kindergarten, first grade, second grade, right? Okay. All young, crazy banana shorts kids. It's raining. So what was meant to be outside is now a loop around the cafeteria,
oof,
which is not very big.
That ain't right.
So the kids run out the door. They run around the door. They come back in the door. There's a tiny little circle. And then another one's like, they can dance if they want. You know, they can dance for this. So anyway, right? There's a DJ.
And there should be no compensation. I don't like that. You can dance if you want to. You run. They run. They should get out there, run or walk. No just dancing on the spot.
Okay, well,
it's just an opinion of mine.
Well, okay. So they go, bing, gun goes off, they run. Oh, and they're, you know, they're little. Yeah. Half of them don't even, you see all these adults trying to stop them, to grab them, to mark their back, right? And they're like, slamming into things, falling on the floor. So it ends, and they're like, okay, you know, rep. I'm like, well, how long do they run for? It's totally ridiculous and arbitrary, right? And they're like, I don't know, a couple more minutes, you could tell them to dance, this, that, the other. I'm like, okay, fine. So, So at the end of it,
did you have a microphone?
Yes, I did. Okay. If you were following me on Facebook, you would see that I had a helper,
Master P.
Master P.
That wasn't me.
Was helping. He was there.
Master P. Not Phoenix.
Phoenix is Master P. That's his rap name.
Oh, his rap name.
Yeah, I'm a little hangry. And Phoenix is Master P.
Little Hangry.
Yeah.
Do you have a bling thing that says Little Hangry? I like that. And Master P. Okay, I'm sorry. So you're out there saying, hey, how are you, everybody?
Well, right.
Warm
it up. And then I got to read these letters from these parents, which, by the way, you guys suck. It was like this, go, Johnny, go. Mommy and Daddy love you. Read the next one. Go, Izzy, go. Wow. Mommy and Daddy love you. Read the next one. Go. I'm like, oh, for God's sake.
Wow, your career is on fire.
Thank you.
Sorry.
I know.
Well.
So... Wait, but wait, I haven't got to the point yet.
No, this is...
So it ends.
Yeah.
And I have a Sharpie in my hand.
To sign
And I start giving out extra credit laps.
Oh, Jillian.
Don't do me like that, Manus. It's totally arbitrary.
No, it's not. What about the kid who ran the laps?
I give it to all of them. I'm marking like crazy. Oh. It's not a competition amongst the kids.
Yes, but do they know that?
Yes, they do. It's about cash money.
Okay.
Don't you understand?
Oh, I got you. So you're trying to get more cash out of the parents. That's always helpful. Okay. Yeah,
okay.
No. Yeah.
But you understand, right? Like, half the kids didn't stop. It was supposed to be, you know, a different course.
Well, they should have postponed
there's
it
no
anyway.
Time go. There's no set time. It's totally arbitrary.
Terrible. Yeah.
So I'm marking laps, right? I'm like, here's a lap for effort. Here's a lap for looking cute. Here's a lap because I like your shirt. Well, guess what?
Yeah.
Another mother came over to me.
And so she should.
What?
And what did she say?
She said, that's not fair.
It's not.
I said, what are you talking about? She said, well, those laps are worth money. I said, that's absolutely right. And then she said, but they didn't run them. I said, half of them didn't stop. Half of them were told to dance. This isn't even the proper course. And I said, she said,
don't tell me you got in a fight with
the
mother.
I did, Manus. Manus. And then she said, but that's not fair. I said, lady, we live in Malibu. No one's hurting for dough here. You bitches can fork out an extra $5.
Well.
Yeah. Yeah, Manus.
There wasn't any violence. You didn't.
Heidi removed me.
Oh, man.
And said we needed to go. But I.
No, but I think.
And then. No, okay. Go. Okay. No, tell me go.
I'm just saying
that,
yes, it's true. You are in Malibu and you're right. No one would be hurting for dollars there. However, if a kid made a point of running 18 laps.
All of them did. But half of them didn't even stop.
Yeah.
To get their mark.
Okay. Okay. No.
And then none of them. I didn't give it to the little, like the little sullen kid. There was no sullen kid. They all ran.
Okay.
It wasn't like I didn't give. You know, everybody gets a participation medal. They all ran, and I said, you know, you all ran. Half of you didn't stop. The course is weird. No one knows what the official time was, and some of you were told to dance, which is bullshit.
Yes.
So mark.
And was there...
Moonwalking should be worth a lap.
You know what? Moonwalking should always be worth.
This is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying, Manis.
Did you end up having to fork it out because that mother refused to pay?
Well, it's not about her. The kids were all sponsored by different people. It's not even her problem.
But
she just was a volunteer.
To approach you.
Yeah.
Did she know who you were?
Everybody knows who I am, Manis.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But not only that. So let me go over the rules of engagement.
I give her, you know, I give her credit for trying to smack you down because I, you know, I personally wouldn't mess with you.
Well, these are the rules of engagement. First of all,
yeah,
you know that whole you catch more flies with honey?
Yes.
No. No, Manis. It works as follows. No. 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 There are steps. No.
Okay, tell me the steps because I believe you can catch more flies with honey.
Absolutely not the truth.
Oh my God.
Okay. You start out with a smear of honey.
Okay.
Okay. You see what comes. Some people will shit on your honey toast. And then you need to say, hey, you know, I offered you some honey.
Yeah.
And you shit on it. And, you know, I don't like that when you shit on my honey and...
Is that what you said to the lady? You shit on my honey?
Pause, okay. Please. It's an analogy.
Yeah.
Okay. So you say to that person, hey, you know, these are my boundaries. It, you know, it's like, it's not cool when you infringe upon my boundaries. Then, if they do it again, you give them consequences. The next time you infringe on my boundaries, I'm going to do this, this, and this back to you. So now they have skin in the game. And then the fourth step... DEFCON 1 of 4 DEFCONs, even though in real life there are 5. But as I said, it's an analogy.
You kind of jumped a step, though, here.
No, we've got four steps.
Number one.
Honey.
Honey. Number two, shit on the honey.
No, communicate when someone shits on your honey.
Okay.
Okay.
Number three.
Consequences if they shit on your honey.
Oh, and then DEFCON 4.
And then no, DEFCON 1.
DEFCON 1.
One is bad. DEFCON 1, enact consequences.
Gotcha.
You see?
I'm still concerned about the lady that approached you.
Well, she should have started with honey.
Oh, and she started with...
She shit on me, Janice.
She shit on your honey.
She started with DEFCON 2. She was all the way up the range.
Well, she wanted...
I didn't respond.
Okay, let's...
Didn't work for me.
Let's unveil... Let's take off the veil of this conversation and get right to the point.
Yeah.
This lady wanted to take you down, Jillian Michaels.
Right!
She wanted...
I said to the principal, I was like, look... You may have an issue here. One of your mothers is outraged. And the principal was like, screw her. Because it raises money for the school.
Wow.
Yeah.
Screw.
Yeah.
Well, so, okay.
That wasn't the,
official.
Rapey Dave principal. That was a temp principal. Our usual principal. Remember Rapey Dave principal that, you know, with rape culture and the Lou situation?
Okay,
this is a different principal. Are you following the show?
Oh, no.
Oh my God, a Blondie t-shirt just became available. Oh, but it's not very good.
Blondie's touring.
What?
Blondie's going to be touring.
This isn't very good, though. Look at it. It's not good. I wanted a Blondie shirt, but that's not a good shirt.
That's a picture.
No. Anyway, so those are the rules of engagement. You understand?
I do.
You just only know honey, and then you go into like crawl under a rock mode.
No, that makes sense.
Yeah, honey, communication, boundaries.
Yeah.
Three, the threat and consequences, skin in the game.
And four,
act out consequences.
So did you drive your truck to school the other day and rear-end your Beamer? By any chance?
No, I did get in a fight with a parking attendant person.
Of course you did.
And I drove away. And she said, I'm going to write you down for driving away. And then I drove away.
Wow. Okay.
Ooh. Yeah. You don't want to get written down for driving away.
Yeah, she said, I'm going to write you down for driving away.
Oh, how could you drive away after that?
Heidi was buckling Lou in. And we were in a green zone or something. Like, it took 2 seconds. I pulled up. Heidi put her in the back and was buckling, and she said, I'm going to give you a ticket. And I said, lady, the car's running. The line is blocking the whole street. Like, we don't need to get in the line. We have our kid. We just need to buckle her up. She said, I'm going to write you a ticket. And I said, okay, you know what? Go ahead. Heidi put Lou in the car, and I said, Bye. And she said, I'm going to write you down as driving away. And then I drove away.
Did you lay rubber and flip her the bird?
I didn't. Because then I didn't want that to be on the ticket. And I figured it might be in like the comment section. You know?
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
God, it's hard to be you.
Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science. Science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's five-day program. Snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours, and it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian. Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian. What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So I was reading this little article on Fit Bottom Girls the other day,
and it said bad news for breakfast lovers. And I was like, what's the bad news? Leave it to me to be like intrigued by
by the negative.
The negative. Yeah. I was like, what's the bad news? So I went on there and I was reading it, and here's what I find kind of interesting. So the gist of this is that breakfast is not the most important meal of the day, which I believe we've talked about. It doesn't matter when you eat your calories. We've gone over this ad nauseum. It's about how many calories you eat and food timing. The whole purpose of timing meals is just simply to make sure you don't overeat. So skipping meals can cause you to overeat.
Yep.
Grazing throughout the day can cause you to overeat and not feel satiated. So having a regular schedule to maintain blood sugar of like every 3 to 4 hours would be theoretically ideal. Late night eating is not going to make you gain weight unless you're overeating, unless you've had breakfast, lunch, snack, dinner,
and then you
dessert,
have a late
dinner,
snack.
Right? Exactly, yeah. And that's why it's associated with weight gain, because it's excess calories. But if you are like, oh, I was at work, I worked a graveyard shift, and then I ate, and then I went to bed, which I have done for years. Whether you know, when I was a kid, I was a bartender at night. I would come home and eat 3 in the morning and go to bed, like. It I just didn't overeat. It's never been an issue. To maximize the eating at night, you know, you just don't want to go to bed eating a ton of sugar or a ton of processed carbs, because it releases insulin, and insulin can inhibit, we've talked about this too, human growth hormone, which human growth hormone is good for metabolism and anti-aging, immunity, and so on. But other than, what are you doing?
That's why everything's broken.
Why is she dropping everything? What are trying to? You know what? It's like I'm trying to do these.
I know,
snappy segments for you.
I accidentally hit the my box thing here.
What?
Oh dear! I said the wrong thing again.
What thing?
This my box.
It is a box.
Yeah.
It's like a wood box.
Yeah.
That your microphone plugs into.
Yeah.
What would you call that?
It's a headphone amp.
Oh, your headphone amp.
Boy, okay, I hit my headphone box. Now, I'm so sorry. I really am.
Now, what was I talking about?
Cereal.
Weight gain. It's at nighttime. It's only because you're overeating.
You can't do that.
You were a bartender, it's, and
yeah,
you come
home at 3 a.m.
Have sex with strange people and then eat. I'm pretty sure that's what you said. And then you go, and then you started dancing for a living. And that dancing career took you to NBC.
Oh, I found it. Here it is. Here it is. Here it is. Here it is. Okay. So this whole thing about breakfast being the most important meal of the day, guess what? Was a study paid for by companies like Kellogg's.
Oh. No.
Ready? I'm going to read from the blog. Apparently, the research paid for by companies such as Kellogg was so influential that even the U.S. government cited breakfast, quote, as a way to manage weight, end quote, the article said. Well, I wonder if that has anything to do with the food lobbyists, but yeah.
Well, you know what?
That's why you got to look at these studies.
It's
who
shocking, but I'm
them?
Not shocked. You know what I mean? Wow.
That I didn't know. Yeah, that was the thing I wanted to. That was the whole point of why I cited this, because I thought that was fascinating. And it brings up a bigger point, because we've talked about all that other science stuff in various segments over the years, but what I thought was so interesting is that these big corporations, what's wrong? What happened? Are we having an earthquake? I thought you hit your box again.
Was that an earthquake?
What is it? How big is the trash can?
Really? Holy Toledo.
I thought for sure.
I thought you hit your box again.
Well, it would make that kind of sound if it was hit, let me tell you.
What's wrong with you?
The way your microphone is on your toque makes it look like you have a cone head. I'm sorry.
What's a toque? At?
A toque. You're wearing a toque. It's a toque.
Beanie.
It's a beanie, Janice.
Well, it's a toque.
It's a beanie.
Well, in Canada, we call them toques.
I don't think you do.
Are you kidding? Phone anybody in Canada right now and they'll say, what do you call it? What do you call a woolen hat?
Let's call a Nordstrom in Canada. We need to support Nordstrom, by the way.
Do we have Nordstroms in Canada?
I don't know. Do you?
I think we have one in Vancouver. Hang on.
Do you? Call them. In the meantime, should I do my fitness segment and we'll come back to this? No, you look for your Nordstrom.
Okay.
All right. I have strategies for weightlifting for beginners.
Perfect.
Back to basics. And I think the basics are overrated, or they get underrated. Back to basics. Squats, lunges, push-ups, chin-ups, assisted... Oh, no, don't help her with that, Jake. Jake is Googling, too. No, but
no,
that's...
I Googled what do Canadians call wool hats.
Yeah. What is it, Jake?
Look for Nordstrom's.
That guy looks like he's from 1665.
Yeah, that doesn't count. All right. Back to basics. Learn all your basic movements before you get fancy. Don't incorporate weights. Don't get into balance stuff. Don't do plyometrics. Master the basic movements. Presses, push-ups, squats, lunges, assisted chin-ups, assisted dips. Then you can move on. My next one.
Yes.
This one is kind of debatable, but I read this and there's pros and cons. So I'm going to weigh in on it myself here. So Men's Health had suggested using barbells first. And the reason is because it allows you to lift heavier weight. Right? Because let's say, for example, you're holding two dumbbells. Well, if you're holding two dumbbells and you're squatting, your forearm flexors are going to give out. If you have a barbell, generally you're placing it across your upper back and you're not having to have your forearms aren't having to grip the weight. Does that make sense? You can lift heavier.
Okay. Yes. Yeah.
So a barbell is across your back. But if you're holding two dumbbells in your hands, you're physically gripping and holding them. They're not resting on your upper back.
So which is better?
Well, okay, so here's the thing. That's the thing. For beginners, I would look at, and for everybody, I would look at what the purpose is. So if you're doing an upper body exercise, I'm always going to say dumbbells. And the reason is because you work the body unilaterally. So the right arm isn't lifting more than the left, right? You've got dumbbells that got to do the job individually. Mm-hmm. But if you're doing lower body and your goal is to, once you've mastered the basic form and your goal is to lift a heavier load, then barbells. Because you can do more weight. So their thought was that it allows you to lift heavier and get stronger. But I just don't think they're looking at it the right way. That's my impression, is that there's a certain tool for certain exercise and certain goals. So dumbbells allow unilateral movement, and you can also work on stability stuff by using side loads with a dumbbell, where it's like you can do lunges with the weights on one side or farmer carries with the weights on one side, which forces you to use your core. It just depends the tool. You got to look at the exercise and then what's the appropriate tool.
Okay.
All right. So the next one, simplicity. I see people doing things that are just so unnecessary before they're ready to be doing it. Like, I'll see a person that's got 40 pounds of weight to lose with their trainer balancing with one foot on a BOSU ball doing bicep curls. And I'm thinking, what the hell are you guys doing? Like, yeah. Why? What are you doing? Why are you strengthening their ankle stabilizers? What are you doing? There's no reason for that.
You don't think any of that helps with core?
No. Okay. A plank. Okay. That's for ankle stability. I mean, there's just no reason to do that.
Okay.
Unless you're, trying to strengthen your ankles, stabilizing, yeah. Which doesn't burn any calories. The person's got to lose weight. Like, keep it. Or they're like, oh, my trainer's got me working on negatives today, which is like where you count the. I'm like, you shouldn't get into that kind of nuance until you're such a crazy athlete. You know what I mean? Like, there's no reason to get into that unless you're like...
Don't you think that's more about the trainer than the person that's being trained, though?
I don't know.
Trying to make them look unique.
Like, if you're working on something like a pull-up, then there are varying techniques for that. You could simply use a band, wrap it around the pole, put one foot in it. You could do an assisted pull-up machine. Then you go to chin-ups. Then you do statics with your chin over the bar. And then you can do something like negatives where you control your release of your body weight on the way down. But when you're talking about like bicep curls or bicep curls with negatives, I mean, it's just, I just think in the beginning, I think that's just so overwhelming. And it just mm-hmm. I think it's much easier for people. Keep it very simple, Keep it straightforward. I think it's, I keep saying, like, unless you're already super fit, like for beginners, I think we need to keep it very functional, very basic, focusing on form first.
Yep.
And I'm a huge believer in mobility first and then power. So power is the combination of speed and strength, right? Mobility is the combination of flexibility and strength.
Okay.
I don't think that the average person needs a huge amount of power. Athletes do, but I think the average person needs a huge amount of mobility.
Yes, I agree.
And that's how we tend to get hurt in our everyday lives. Have you ever watched a kid? I mean, obviously I'm around a bunch of little kids all the time. I was at my son's basketball game this weekend, and every little kid was like dropping into the perfect squat, ass to the grass to pick up the ball. You know, adults are like, ooh, bent over, rounded back, don't bend at the knees. And it's, you know, that's how we're supposed to function. We lose that as we get older because we constantly are limiting our range of motion and sitting all day long. And so form is key, moving through a full range of motion. I want beginners to start mastering a squat through a full range of motion before they start adding a ton of weight to anything.
Okay.
So range of motion, form, mobility, flexibility, and strength before you get into like explosive plyometrics and power moves, in my opinion. Because by the way, you're just going to get hurt if you start working on power stuff without decent amount
stuff.
Of mobility. Yeah. Okay. We've talked about this a lot. Variety. Just make sure that you... I don't need you to be a genius with regard to muscle splits. I mean, I tend to build that into all my programs automatically. But if you're completely solo, make sure that you mix it up a little bit. You know what I mean? Don't get into a routine in the gym. So maybe one time take a spin class, another time take a yoga class, another time you can do some cardio if you want to do just cardio that day, or hit the weight room. But be very careful of falling into a routine because A, you'll plateau, and B, you could potentially get an overuse injury.
And you'll stop going. You'll stop going because you get bored.
Yes, you will.
You will.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying.
On that note, I am done. Oh, call. Did you find a phone number?
Well, I found Nordstrom's.
In where?
At the Toronto
Perfect.
Eaton
call.
Center. Now, what department are we going to ask for?
Have to ask for accessories.
Accessories, yes.
Thank you for calling us from my Eden Center. I'll produce Sandra.
Oh, hi there.
Hey, Sandra, how are you? First of all, we just want to say bravo to Nordstrom's. I think you know why. With that said, yeah. See, she knows. She knows.
And were you looking for like a customer service?
For accessories. How about accessories?
Thanks, bud.
Yes. I'll connect you there. Have
okay.
a good
day. Thank you. How long do you think Sandra will have us on hold?
I don't know. It depends.
Do you think this is violating any copyrights with us playing this music? Oh, stopped. Oh,
I feel
stopped.
Like if they didn't violate any copyright music for having it on their phone, we wouldn't be there.
We can always.
You're going to need to edit this because it's going on for an eternity.
I know, we will.
Okay, so cut here and cut back in when my Canadian Nordstrom E is on the phone.
Yeah. I will. I'll do that.
Da, 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 da.
Thank you for calling Handbags. This is Matthew speaking.
Hey, Matthew. Quick question for you. Forgive me. I'm going to be totally transparent. You are on a radio show with Jillian Michaels and Janice Langaro. Janice is a Canadian. I am an American. Don't hate me. With that said, what do you guys call wool hats?
Pardon? Sorry.
What would you call a wool hat there? A beanie, right?
A beanie, yes. Yeah. A rolled hat, yeah, absolutely.
Thank you, honey. And
okay, Matthew, hold the phone. Matthew.
No.
He said,
he works there. He knows. He's
Matthew.
A specialist.
Matthew, what do we call a ski hat in Canada?
A toque.
A toque. Thank
or,
you.
Yeah.
A beanie. Thank you, Matthew. A beanie.
Matthew's
first choice was a beanie. Matthew? Have a wonderful day, and bravo Nordstrom.
You too.
Thank you, Matthew.
Awesome.
He said a
Take
beanie.
Care.
Yeah. He defaulted to two because you pushed him.
You know why? Because you said, I'm an American, so he wanted to please you.
No, I said, I'm here with one of your fellow Canucks.
And he didn't care about that. He only cared that you were an American, and he wanted to please you.
No one likes Americans anymore.
Yes, they do.
No, everyone hates us. We can't travel. Heidi and I lie now and say we're Canadian. We're going to Austria in March, and we're both practicing our Canadian accents.
Well, please do share with me, because people have been doing that for years, putting the Canadian flag on their backpacks.
That's what I'm doing.
Okay, say, if you really want to be...
Hello!
Oh my God.
How's your toque?
No.
How's the produce here?
No. What's
hey.
What's the biggest word that people listen for if you're a Canadian?
A boot!
Sorry.
Sorry. And a boat.
A boat.
Well, I don't see. It's not like that.
A boat. Sorry.
It's a boat.
Produce.
A boat.
Tooks.
Okay.
Sorry, you boot your tooks.
Sorry, I put my produce.
Okay.
Sorry, I put my produce in
Why
your
make
tooks.
Canadians hate you, too?
You know what?
Even Canadians hate you.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
My girlfriend's moving out today.
Oh, I was going to ask you how that was going. Didn't I tell you not to move in together?
Well, she under the circumstances, she had to stay at our house for a little bit.
Oh, God.
And she's been there for a few months. And so now she's moving out and focusing on herself a lot more and, you know, working on her personal issues.
I'm confident I told you not to move in with her.
It just, well, we didn't get a place together. I told her, I think I told you last time, I told her, no, I don't want to.
Okay.
That kind of caused a problem for a second, but.
Okay. So she's moving out.
Mm-hmm.
And are you still together?
Yeah. For right now, we are. Things are bumpy, but I think, you know, she has a lot of work to do on herself and she's very lucid when she tells me, she goes, this has nothing to do with you. I have so much going on in my head that I need to work out with myself and stuff. And I think it's better if I move out, because obviously together all the time, we get in each other's nerves and she's not able to be as nice to me as she wants to or whatever. So,
honey, you just started dating 5 minutes ago. You shouldn't be in this situation anyway.
It's been like 8 months now.
5 minutes ago.
That's still a honeymoon period.
Yeah, hell yeah. It should be a honeymoon period until you have kids.
Tons of people move in together right away. That's kind of best the way of the world.
No.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
No.
Well, you also got to consider the money aspect of it.
That I read in every single checklist that I've seen, it says like steps that you know you're ready to move in together. And every single one of them say it should not be a financial decision.
Yeah. My brother just went through this with his girlfriend. They've been together 4 years and they moved in together and now they're breaking up. And he's like, I can't believe this. I just signed a lease with her.
Yeah.
And it's like, he's young, you know, he's 27. He's young, a little older than you. The girl's young. So I think she's like your age. And it's like, it puts, and I'm like, oh God. And they've been together a while, but it's the same thing. It's like, well, it saves on rent.
Well, I'm finally in a position where I'm making enough to get a room in a house. And I think I'm going to move in with, my buddy and his girlfriend have been together for a couple years, and they want to get a house, so I'm going to get one of the rooms.
Okay.
And it's going to be $750 to $900, and that's still like a lot for a room in a house in the freaking San Fernando Valley.
Yeah, my brother's apartment is $2,100 for a two-bedroom in the valley.
That's normal.
Rent's crazy these days.
And so...
It is. It's insane.
You know,
that's the thing. It is truly insane. Like,
but that's what I mean. So
like that would have been...
It does make sense. I mean... To move in together.
Yeah.
When you think about it, it's not...
And even if it doesn't make, if you you convince yourself it does, because like, wow,
sure, yeah,
looking at $350 to $500 a month is so attractive as opposed to $1,000 a month when you're 25 and you're about to start paying for your own health insurance. That's a whole other
millennials
thing.
Millennials are given a rash of crap, but the truth of the matter is when you look at the landscape, there was no $2,100 two-bedroom apartments when I was 21 or 2 or 3 or 4 or 5. No. I mean, like, I had a single, I had a one bedroom to myself in a great part of town of Los Angeles, like in the city on like Wilshire and La Brea. And it was $800 a month.
Yeah.
Do you know how much that would be now? $2,000.
My old employer was so out of touch. He kept saying like, no, this, if you do your budget right, this is fine. There's no reason a studio should cost you more than $500 in West Hollywood.
For God's sake.
Like, no.
Yeah. A studio in West Hollywood is $1,500 easy.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. Like the world, and I don't see, not only are people not making more money, but it just, I don't know. And so it is, I think it is making some rash, people make rash decisions.
Yeah, it
seems logical, but it's just the thing is like you are now in close quarters with someone that you can't get away from, even when you
separate. Yeah, and that's what it's been like now. Yeah. And even when she's like, yeah, totally do whatever you want, I feel inclined to have to like be there or do things, and you know, I do need space. I need to do what I need to do for myself, and I want to see my friends. And she feels like, oh, you know, you didn't invite me to hang out with your friends if I just went. So it's been tough.
Relationships are really complicated. I think that people need to find ways of... Someone said this to me. Like, I thought it was kind of an interesting little tip. She was actually... she's my friend Justin's assistant. He does my hair color. Mm-hmm. And she's like 27, but she's actually married young. But she said at the end of the week, her and her husband always have like a what went unsaid this week. And they have like a very calm conversation. So there's a cool off period where they can communicate their needs. And,
that's great, actually.
You know, and nothing builds up, but it's not like, and you can say what you need. And I think a relationship is really important. In a relationship, it's really important to be able to say what you need and also to be able to hear what the other person needs without getting defensive. You know, that's really hard to do.
It's even harder when what they say or what you say doesn't go according to the other person's plan or idea of what they want.
I know. But there's relationships are, to a certain extent, there are compromises. I'm not saying that you should settle, but you will have to compromise to a certain extent in life. And I think we also personalize things that are not personal.
All the time.
You know?
All the time.
And we, a lot of people lose themselves in these relationships out of a, they feel like, oh, I have to, I don't know, like I can't go see my friends or you're left out or it's weird. Heidi and I don't do that ever. I'm like, she's like, I'm going to go see you. I'm like, bye. I'm so excited she's gone. I could do whatever I want. You know, I'm like, oh, good. I have work to do or I got to do this or I got to do that. Or she's like, I'm going to go take the kids to the blank. We're going to go see Lego Movie. I'm like, bye bye. With so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so, yeah. You know, or I'll say like, hey, honey, I'm going to go have lunch with so-and-so. Do you want to go? She's like, nope. She wants to stay home and guard. Like, I don't know. I just think you got to be able to communicate your needs. Like, yeah, or you're doomed. You're doomed. And you guys moved in together too soon before you actually knew each other. Haven't I ever given you my relationship chronology timeline?
No.
Okay. Works like this. Nicole, I'm never wrong.
She keeps saying that. I'm still waiting for it to happen.
It's going down. Okay. First 3 months, if you make it past date one, right? There's mm-hmm. date one, you're like, ew, I never want to see you again. If you make it past date one, you're like, oh, I kind of like this person. By the third month, you're like, wow, this person's a psycho. I'm out of here. Okay. If you get past 3 months, you've seen some red flags, but you like, there's something about them. You're like, but the sex is good or they're good looking or this or that or whatever. You make it to 7.5, 8 months. At 8 months, you're like, yeah, all those red flags at 3 months are like more than I can handle. I'm out. If you make it past 8, you're in 2.5 years. 2.5 years, you really like the person, but at the end of 2.5 years, it's possible you sort of outgrown them, gone different ways, grown bored. The fire wasn't really there. You're out. If you make it past 2.5 years, you're at 7 years. 7 years, you're in a relationship. At the end of 7 years, you get the 7-year itch. If you make it past the 7-year itch, you get to the 10 years. 10 years, it's like, oh, I had an affair after the 7-year itch or something went wrong. You're out of 10. If you make it past 10 because you didn't have the affair, you worked through the 7.5-year itch, there's the 17-year mark. Then you have kids that are out of the house and the whole thing. Then you get divorced and you start over. If you make it past that, you grow old and die together. Potentially hate each other, but that's still going to happen.
I think that's my grandparents. Right. That last
Damn.
One.
Yeah.
I don't really think, because I'm of a different generation, I know of some older people that have been together for many, many, many years. And they don't hate each other. They just...
Don't like each other.
Well, they just are.
That doesn't sound fun.
No.
But
they're like roommates at that point.
I watch Heidi's parents bicker and bicker, and it's like part of their shtick.
Yeah, that's what I mean,
it's
though.
It's their shtick.
It's their shtick. And they get into this, you know, I look at my parents and they were together for over 60 years. And you know what? I don't know a lot about, but they were just, they were together.
Yeah, they could be together and bickering, but I'm saying.
They're not bickering. They just didn't bicker. They just were.
All right. Well, that's the hope. But if you don't break up along the way.
Yeah, I've ignored your 3-month thing almost every girl I've met.
You nailed the 3 months you were out.
No, I've ignored it.
Oh, and then you stayed in?
You know, the pattern I used to have was always, oh, she kind of selfish, whatever. Oh.
Right, and you stayed until, what, 7
until
and a half,
until I get
eight.
My heart broken by you the whole time you tell me that this girl's terrible for you, terrible.
Right, you overstay, yeah. And then you make it past that, you're in for 2.5. I'm not wrong. Nicole's at that 2.5.
Not quite at the 2.5.
Yes, you're not out yet because your boyfriend's gay.
You guys have only been together 2.5 months?
Years.
Oh, I was going to say.
Were you listening? Were you listening?
I was.
Were you listening?
I was, but I got into my own head.
I've never gotten that far in my entire life.
I know, me either.
That's because you're going to break up.
Wow.
Well, you have that boyfriend in New York. What does it matter?
That's right.
That's not true. Anybody who's listening, that's not true.
Well, I know. Nicole has a boyfriend in New York.
Wow.
I refuse to answer that.
She does.
Hey, you know what? There's always unrequited love. It's okay to have that.
No, you've had you don't know what that is. Remember you went through this?
I'm just saying.
You got that wrong.
I do
you
know what
that
it
means.
Is. No, now
no,
I
don't.
Do know.
No, you didn't know.
I kind of sit sometimes and think, like, I would love to live on a farm by myself and just have animals and, like...
No, because then your rabbit gets a foot sore and the dog you thought was spayed has puppies and diarrhea.
Okay, you know what?
Don't do this.
It's overrated. I think being in a couple is overrated.
I was talking about the spitting dogs.
Oh, okay.
Don't forget to email us your questions. We want to talk to you at JillianPodcast@gmail.com.